welcome to a special edition of the Water Cooler Podcast. I'm your usual host, Clarence Moy, and today I am bringing you an interview with Manx Amanda Seyfried, the Mean Girls actress who recently received several critics' mentions in the lead-up to Wednesday's Golden Globe nominations. Co-starring in David Fincher's masterful homage to 1930s filmmaking, Seyfried embodies Marion Davies, the actress whose relationship with William Randolph Hearst made its way into Herman Mankiewicz and Orson Welles' Citizen Kane. And here on this podcast interview, Seyfried talks about finding the character of Marion Davies and drawing her very differently from Mank and Welles' Susan Alexander. She also talks about filming the infamous circus party dinner scene, in which Seyfried commands attention without uttering a single word. Finally, she considers what Davies herself would think of Seyfried's interpretation in Fincher's Mank. So sit back and enjoy my podcast interview with Mank's Amanda Seyfried, and watch for more podcast interviews from Awards Daily as we head into the heat of awards season.
Hi, Amanda. How are you?
Good. How are you? I like your name.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I like yours. My daughter is a huge fan. I have to start with that. She loves you and Mean Girls. Okay. And she was like, she got googly eyed. She's 13, so she's old enough to see it, but she got googly eyed when I told her I was talking to you.
Really?
Yeah.
God, isn't that funny? I was 17.
Wow.
And I had no idea. It was my first movie and I had no idea. And the joy it brings me to talk about it, and also the clarity in which I remember it, is blows my mind because I'm 35. It was
right.
A long time ago.
Well, she loves it and it still persists. All her friends love it too. So it's going to be a classic.
And you know what? It's relevant. I mean, they don't have cell phones, which is, I mean, some of them have cell phones, but
right.
It's not the way it is now. And kids can still relate to it, which I find incredible. And also it's important because it shows you how to not be an asshole. And
yes,
that's important.
It's important today for sure. The message still permeates this year and last year and next year probably.
Oh yeah, forever.
All right. So with Mank, first of all, congratulations on the performance. Congratulations on the film. I love the film. I've seen it 3 times. It's fantastic. And you're fantastic in it. So congratulations for that. So you've gotten, you know, as we've just come out of a year end critics analysis and critics awards that are coming out, and you've gotten several mentions for your performance in the film. What is that like for you as an actress? What kind of validation does that bring you?
Immense validation. I mean, I don't have expectations because I learned early on in life that like, I don't have to get disappointed. Don't have to expect things. And I've been lucky in my career that I work all the time and I get to do things. I get to choose what I do as opposed to just have to do things. And I don't take that for granted, but you know, there are opportunities that come along that you move you to a different, playing field. And it's, that's just the way in everything, any business is like, there are ebbs and flows and I've just felt lucky to be working. So to have my actual performance be talked about and be appreciated, like positively talked about, it's incredible. It feels incredible. I'm loving the ride. I'm loving being able to talk about Mank. I mean, junkets are hard and interviews are hard. And I'm a mother of a newborn and it could all be so hard if I didn't feel like this movie wasn't a masterpiece, or if I didn't have pride in my own performance and cause I did work hard and I am proud of it and I'm proud of the movie. It could all be so much harder, but the fact is like, you know, it feels great. That's the long answer. It feels really good. And I'm not taking it for granted. I don't have expectations, but my name's in the hat, you know?
Right. Yeah. It's a great feeling, I'm sure.
Yeah, people are talking about it because they believe me as Marion.
Yes.
Because I didn't think I could do it.
So that's interesting. I've heard that, you know, you've looked at, you know, her films, you've read her autobiography or her autobiography or biography. You've read her books. What would you say was the single best way, aside from the script, for you to get into the character of Marion Davies?
Script was big though, because it is a really good script.
Yeah, a lot of it's there for sure.
I walked away knowing who this person was,
yeah.
You know, but I think it was really important for me to see how she portrayed the characters that she was playing. to watch her make choices, to watch her listen, even though that she wasn't doing it as Marion Davies in real life, because there's none, I don't have any of that footage.
Right.
I was watching her listen and experience the world through a character. And I think I think that we're similar actors. Like, we, of course, can't hide our essence. And I think that Mary and I have a similar essence in, you know, in how we go through life as ourselves, not when we're acting. And that felt really powerful. And I really liked her. I really liked the things she said, and like the way she, you know, her recollections of the past and how she experiences other people in the world around her, and how grateful and she is, and how much she wants to be understood, and how honest she wants to be all the time. And, you know, that was, that held a lot of weight for me. So it did have to do a lot with her performances. And it also had a lot to do with the way she remembered her past and the things that she wanted to talk about and why she wanted to talk about them. It's like the psychology that I was kind of absorbing.
Right. So, you know, through all of that, obviously you're working very closely with David on sort of his vision for all the characters, his vision for the film. What was that partnership like between you and David?
Right off the bat, after he spoke for 45 minutes on our first Zoom, which I was very intimidated by, and you know he's going to make a masterpiece. You know he's 100% committed to everything he does. And you know his movies turn out like masterpieces or close to it. And so I was talking, there's a deer, sorry. And I was talking to him, oh, there's a couple of them. And I was talking to him, and for 45 minutes, he was talking on this Zoom. And I was hearing him, but I was also like, I have so much to say. And if he doesn't stop talking, I'm afraid he's going to think I'm an idiot, or that I don't care, or whatever, that it's something negative. And finally, when we started having a back and forth, I realized, oh, we're on the same level. Like, he's speaking to me as if I'm a peer. And then that's it. I was like, what a kind thing to do. Whether he was doing it consciously or subconsciously, he was doing it. No, like, he was doing it, and I was feeling supported and welcomed into his world. And oh my God, like, it's the biggest validation. And it makes it a lot easier to step in the shoes of the character that he's having you portray, he's directing you through.
Right. So, as I've mentioned before, your performance is fantastic. My two favorite scenes of yours are one, which is a longer extended sequence, which is where Marion and Mank walk through the field, the gardens, and by the animals, and, you know, at Hearst Castle. The second one is the circus party sequence, where you actually don't say anything. You're just very, it's a silent performance. With that circus party scene, what is going through your mind as Marion at that time, given all the things that are going on with Mank's, you know, monologue?
Too many things. It's like a roller coaster. That whole scene is just cut back to Marion, because Gary's made it very clear in interviews, the whole scene plays out through my perspective. The audience is looking to me to tell them how this is, you know, affecting everybody. And I didn't know that at the time. I just thought I was going to be sitting there the whole time. I was like, I don't have any lines. I'm just going to relax, which wasn't the case. And I think what she's feeling is massive disappointment, because she has this person that she connects with in the world in a way where she can be 100% herself and not have to worry that he's going to be offended by anything. She can just be completely her, and they can relate to each other and make each other laugh. Everybody wants a friend like that. And she has that in Mank, and they're really great together, and it's safe. And she's seeing it just being pulled out from under her, because she's watching someone else undermine her romantic relationship and her partnership with Hearst, whether or not he agrees with her being with him. She's seeing someone judge her, and she's feeling all these feelings, but she's watching it happen. Like, she's watching her relationship just go down the drain with him. She's watching him undermine everything that she lives for. She's watching him disrespect her, judge her, all these things. And it's so sad, because she knows she has compassion for it too, because she's incredible. She reads, she understands where it's coming from, and she's not taking offense to it, you know? So she's just incredibly sad. There's just a lot happening.
Yeah.
And she's also relating to Hearst and making sure he knows that she's sticking with him. Right. And it's just a lot. So she's like trying to take care of everybody in the room while she's being beaten. It's a heartbreaking scene.
It is. It is for sure. Last question for you is if Marion could watch this film today, what do you think she would say about your performance of her?
My dream would be that she would say, thank you so much for helping give a different perspective, helping give a new dimension to my legacy, because I'm not Susan Alexander. And I really had fun. I don't know. I hope, who knows? I don't know. I don't.
Yeah.
God, you know, I feel like we would have been friends if we had survived the same era. If we, you know, been born in the same generation. I really do believe that, but I don't know. I mean, it's much easier for me because she's gone.
Right. Of course.
But I mean, when I played Linda Lovelace, we were very much in touch, and I met them a couple mm-hmm. times, and it was hard mm-hmm. but they were on board from the very beginning. And I don't have that luxury with this. So I just have to hope that, you know, it's a fair portrayal, and there's a little bit, there's some truth, there's some giant truths to who, you know, who she really was.
Absolutely. I think she would be incredibly happy with it.
But I hope so.
It feels so real.
She was wonderful to play. I do have hopes that there's going to be a Marion Davies movie that David writes and directs, but probably not. It's fine. You know.
I'm hoping so for you.
Thanks. Tell your daughter I said hi.
I absolutely will. Thank you so much for the time, and best of luck to you in the season ahead.
Thank you.
And stay safe.
I'm trying. I know I'm trying. You too.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.